Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Get up. Everybody, get up. Get up. Everybody, get up. I got to get y'all fired up this morning. See, Charles is over there laughing at me. Y'all can't see him. But every time we start the call, I always try to do a little song to get you guys motivated and rejuvenated and ready to start the week. Welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Motivation Call because we have spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are all going to the top this year. I am speaking it out, guys. I'm speaking out total and complete restoration, uncommon favor, and double blessings over my life and over your life as well. Everything we have lost in our lives will be restored, recouped, reinstated, and recovered by the end of this year. I just believe that lost relationships, lost years, lost money, lost business, lost contracts, anything and everything that we have lost over the last 10 years will be recovered. I just believe it, guys. I receive it. And so it is spoken. It is so. I speak out blessings, 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 and restoration. I want everybody to touch their phones. Touch your phone and say it with me. My life is restored in Jesus' name. Speak it out. Speak that simple sentence. Speak that simple sentence every single day. And I just believe that your life will change. Do you believe it? Do you really believe it? So it is spoken. It is so. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET, and on behalf of my amazing husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us once again this morning. And you know, Charles and I, we are honoring our commitment that we made to do these calls every single week in 2014. And we're doing these calls to jumpstart you, to inspire you, and to motivate you. And we also want to give you a little bit of substance so you can stay on track and move forward in your business. And I know we always have those who don't have their businesses started yet that are on the call today. And we're just praying that by the end of this year, that your business will come forth. Once again, so it's spoken, it is so. Now, each Monday, I try to do a really quick recap of my weekend and Charles's weekend. And I don't really have too much to report today. You see me taking a deep breath, but as some of you saw, I was back in New York City on Friday for a series of meetings, and I was able to have a meeting at the Google office in New York. I didn't know I was going to the Google office. I just got an address to go there, and imagine my surprise when I walked in the door, and it was the Google office, and truly, truly a lot of security, but wonderful, wonderful location in New York. And I was able to meet with a multimillionaire while I was there. Now, of course, I didn't know he was a multimillionaire. So that's what I go back and I always tell people, you don't know who people are. You got to be very careful how you treat people because you don't know who people are. So it was a divine connected meeting. A friend of mine actually divinely connected the two of us to meet. And I want to give a special shout out to the dear friend who connected us. She knows who she is. She does not like me to give her public shout out, so I'm going to not say her name, but want to tell her publicly thank you for that connection, and we will just see where things go with that. God is truly in the divine connection business, so that was truly a wonderful, wonderful meeting. I'm so glad I was able to meet with him on Friday. And while I was up there, I was able to meet with our past FNET awardee, Mr. Sean Randleman. He's our 2011 Legacy Visionary awardee, and he's doing some big things, making some major strides in New York City. And Charles and I are always so awesomely proud when we know people that are doing great things. So Good job, Sean. Keep grinding, and we are looking forward to all the major announcements you're going to be making very soon. And finally, also while I was up in New York, a good friend of mine who lives in Long Island, all the way in Long Island, she found out I was in town, and she dropped everything she was doing, and she drove, yes, she drove into New York City. Now, I told Charles, I don't know anybody who drives in New York, not one person. All I know about is people jumping on the subway and taking taxis. But she drove in the city, and she took me around, and I actually was hanging out with her until the wee hours of the morning on Friday night. So, yes, I was hanging out in the streets of New York, really having a wonderful time. So a shout-out to my dear friend Quinda Henry. Quinda, thank you so much for hanging out with me on Friday evening as well. So that was my weekend recap, because when I got home really early in the morning on Saturday, I was pretty much resting the whole weekend. I guess age catches up with you. I can't hang out like I used to, like when I was 18. So I had to rest around, lay around the house on Saturday. But God is good. And so not a very exciting weekend, but definitely some moving and shaking going on in New York. I know some people have inboxed me and said, what are you doing in New York so much? And I will be releasing that information soon as we get some things solidified. But just know that God is truly moving and shaking, and just keep us in prayer as we continue to walk into things that don't make sense. But we're just being obedient and following the voice of the Lord. So, he's back, guys. I can't believe it. This is like the third or fourth week in a row. But Charles Brown is back on the call with me today. Can you believe it? There was a time I was doing the calls by myself for weeks. But he has been truly a blessing to be with me on these calls. He's always such a joy to work with. And I'm just pleased to present to some and introduce to others my amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. Good morning to everyone, and once again, welcome on the call. And I'm actually thinking we welcome people on the call every week because, you know what, we really are glad that you are on the phone with us, that you're on the call. It is a Monday morning, sun is shining. I know some of you are at work, but those of you that are not at work, you could be anywhere else doing anything else. And you decided to be on the call with us this morning, and just a little dose of motivation in the start of the week, and hopefully it lasts throughout the week, and the substance that comes along with that can take you all throughout the next 7 days. Now, before we get started on the call, just like we start each call and every experience that we do with EPNET, we do want to start with a word of prayer. If you all can bow with us, if you are driving right now, definitely keep your eyes open, pray with us in spirit. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now giving you thanks. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this excellent opportunity to just come together and fellowship with one another. We just thank you for like minds, like hearts, like hands, and like people that will come together and say, what can I do to help someone else today? We just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the many blessings that you have already showered upon us and those that are still to come. These things we just lift up to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
And as we are looking on the computers here, we see we once again have some new people on the call. And many times when we have new people on the call and at different events and experiences, the question becomes, who is EPNET and what do we do?
Who is EPNET? We say this every week, and I know you guys are like, oh, God, Teresa and Charles are saying it one more time. But we have to say it because, just like Charles said, we do have new people on the call every single week. And so EPNET is a business building relationship organization. And we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. And we say that all the time, but I have to tell you guys, relationships are relationships. That is truly how business is done in this world, in this entire world, not just the country, the world. And even as I was speaking about the meeting that I had on Friday, how did I meet that person? That was because of a relationship that I had with someone who divinely connected me to that person. So that is what EPNET does. We build relationships. We have experiences. I almost said events, but we have experiences that bring people together so that we're all building relationships and doing business with each other. And that is what it's all about. And we do this by, once again, we host networking events, seminars, workshops, retreats, and we call these experiences because the experience we give is one that's warm, it's fun, it's friendly. And we try to do this because we want people to feel like family when they are at an EPNET experience. And in addition, every year, we don't just talk about recognizing and appreciating entrepreneurs and professionals. We show it. We do it through our Legacy Award Ball, where we honor between 12 and 14 entrepreneurs and professionals who are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year hosting this awesome Legacy Awards Ball. And we sincerely hope that you join us and come and grow your business and your bottom line with us, not just through the Legacy Awards Ball, but through any and all of our EPNET experiences, because that is what it's all about, building relationships.
It is. That's exactly what it's all about, building those relationships. And at the same time, as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs. And a lot of times people ask the question, why do y'all do the call? So that's exactly why we do it. And a lot of times, many of us that are entrepreneurs, you know, if you're doing this on your own, there really becomes times where you feel like, you know what, I need help. I'm doing this on my own. I'm doing all this. I'm tired. Sometimes things don't work out the way that we believe they should. It's always good to know that you have other people in your corner working with you, that you can call on, support you in any way that you need, and help you move forward. And some of you are like myself, you're entrepreneurs, you're working your business, but sometimes you can't do it until after you get off work, because we work full-time and work in businesses at the same time. And there are some of you that are full-time entrepreneurs grinding every day. So Teresa and I really live the life that you live, so we understand what you're going through, and that's the main reason why we get up, do these calls on Monday morning, and help motivate you and help give that strength throughout the next 7 days.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've met a lot of great people through EPNET, and we see deals and connections made at every EPNET experience. So once again, we invite you to come, grow your business and your bottom line with us. Stay tuned. We have a lot of different events coming up and experiences, I should say, coming up. So make sure that you keep your eyes open. We will be letting you guys know about those very soon. So it's about that time. For those of you who don't know what time it is, it's about that time. You know what time it is, Charles?
What time is it?
It's time for our affirmation. Every EPNET experience, before every call, before everything we do our affirmation because we believe if you speak a specific thing into the atmosphere, that it will come to pass. So we want everybody, wherever you are, to stand up. Stand up. Now, we always say this every week for y'all to stand up. We know some of y'all don't stand up.
I'm knocking at the door.
But we know, y'all know we can see y'all, right? Y'all know that, right? So if you are not standing up, we will know. So everybody on the call, we need you standing up. Stand up, stand up. Come on. Okay, I don't think everybody's standing up. Charles, do you think they're standing?
I'm looking right now. I see two people sitting down.
Let me see who's on the call with us this morning. Let's see. I see Lady Nicole Bailey is on the call this morning. Good morning, Lady Nicole Bailey. Thanks for joining us on the call. Tia Tenacious Titus. Now, Tia, I know your situation. I know you can't stand up, but try to just do what you can.
Shake a leg or something.
Shake a leg. Good to see you, Lady Tia. And I see our dear elite member, Yvonne Keenan, is on the call this morning. Lady Yvonne, thanks for joining us on the call. Everybody, wherever you are, please stand up. We really need you standing up so you're repeating this affirmation into the atmosphere. Lady Caritha Crawford, our newest elite member, is on the call. Lady Caritha, I need you standing up and repeating this affirmation. Speak it out. Speak it over your life. Karen Johnson Gilliam. Lady Karen, I need you standing up. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Are you guys all standing? Y'all ready to repeat this affirmation out?
I'm ready.
All right.
I forgot a question. Am I the only man on the phone?
No, you're not the only man on the phone. You're not the only man. I actually believe Sean Randleman is on the call.
Brother Randleman, all right.
Brother Sean, all the way. way from New York City is on the call with
us today.
New York City is in the house. I see Lady Tina Harmon. Lady Tina Harmon, whose birthday is today.
Uh-oh.
Happy birthday, Lady Tina Harmon. She
it's
is
her
on
birthday.
The call. Woohoo!
21.
She's 21 years old. 21. Okay, guys. Repeat after us. You ready?
Loud, like you know your business is just going to explode this week.
All right, y'all ready?
Nice and loud. I am.
I am an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic. I am.
I am courageous.
Courageous. I am.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Now, y'all know every time we get to this word that I stop because I don't believe that you spoke out that you are amazing the right way. Now, I see that Yolanda Everett Wilson's on the phone, and she said that she was standing up. Now, Lady Yolanda, did you put your hand motions in it? Did you speak it out that you are amazing? I see Tia Tenacious says she's shaking a leg. Tia, did you shake the leg and say that I am amazing? You got to speak it out deep in your spirit, in your stomach. So we're going to say that one more again. And when we say it again, I want you guys to really put your whole body in it if you can. Lady Yolanda said, yes, she did. She put her whole body in it. So we're going
to
say it again.
Like
oh, I forgot about the hokey pokey. Mm-hmm. So we want y'all to put your whole body in it, and say, I am amazing. All right, so y'all ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I am.
I am amazing. Okay, now Charles took the phone away from his ear. Now, did y'all feel that? I felt that deep in my soul. I felt it deep down. I see David Wren is on the call. David said he felt that deep down, deep in his soul, that he is amazing. Did everybody feel that they're amazing? I want to feel it. I want y'all to feel that you are amazing. As entrepreneurs, if you are getting up every day grinding, trying to make it on your own, you are amazing. So you need to speak that out into the atmosphere every single day. That is a powerful statement. I am amazing. All right.
I am.
I am consistent.
Consistent. I am.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored.
Let that resonate in your spirit, because you are blessed and highly favored.
Mm-hmm. It still resonates.
Okay.
I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you really believe it, everybody?
Yes.
All right, if you believe it, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five the steering wheel if you're driving, high-five your desk, high-five somebody beside you, and tell them, tell yourself, I am taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
Woo-hoo!
High-five the kids that ain't going back to school yet.
Just high-five everybody. Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
Right on point, right on point. And as I'm thinking about that, I know most of you who have been on the call with us for quite a while, I know a couple of weeks ago we were out in Vegas, and I said right before I went in to do my presentation, I had actually said the affirmation, did pretty well in the presentation, since then have not slowed down yet. Still moving and shaking, still doing business with the business relationships with the people that we got to meet out there, and it has been awesome. So at the same time, as we are doing that and as we're doing our business moving forward and growing, we cannot forget to reach back, grab somebody's hand, take someone along with you, and help them grow their business also.
Yes, yes, yes. And as I said earlier, we speak that affirmation before each and every FNET experience, because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, our businesses, even our jobs, if we're still on them, that it will come to pass. Not that it may come to pass, not it might come to pass, it will come to pass. So you got to speak life, everybody. Speak life, speak good things, speak positivity, and watch your life, your family, and your circumstances change. I believe that this morning.
I believe it.
My girlfriend Malika just sent me a message. She said, "Tree, you cutting up over there today. I don't know what is going on with me this morning. I just feel like I'm preaching." But I just believe that this morning so deep in my spirit that if you speak these things out, if you keep speaking them out and speaking them out and speaking them out, it has to change, guys. I don't know about you, but if you keep saying something bad and negative, what's going to happen? That's exactly what's going to happen. But if you keep speaking out, "I am an entrepreneur. I am outstanding. I am amazing. I am dynamic. I am consistent." If you keep speaking those things out, what's going to happen? That's exactly what you want to come. So make sure that you speak positivity and watch your life change.
Amen.
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 I'm about to call you Evangelist Reese anyway. I don't know what you call me.
Y'all, Charles cutting up over here.
Now, last week.
Last week.
Those of you who were on the call.
Yeah.
Teresa and I shared navigating through seasons of uncertainty and things that just don't make sense in your business sometimes. If you were on the call, I know you were blessed. We were actually blessed doing that call last week. If you were not on the call, it was phenomenal. And you missed it last week, but you can go out, check out the replay on the website, www.epnetonline.com. That is E-T-N-E-T-O-N-L-I-N-E, epnetonline.com, and click on the box that says Monday Motivational Call.
Yes, yes, it was indeed a powerful call last week, and definitely something that I have been experiencing a lot lately, doing a whole lot of things that don't make sense, but still doing them anyway. So if you missed that call last week, make sure you check out that replay. Any of our other calls that you have missed that have just been so phenomenal, make sure you go to the website, epnetonline.com, and scroll down to the Monday Motivational Call box. I believe our webmaster has updated all of the calls, so they are there for your enjoyment. Make sure you listen to those replays. So this morning, before we begin, we have a special guest, special, special guest. Make sure you are prepared to take notes, get your iPads, your notebooks, your iPhones. And if you're just like me, get a piece of paper and a pen, because I'm still old school. And let's jump right in. We are pleased today to have none other than one of our wonderful elite members, Lady Michelle Reese Wiseman. And Lady Michelle, Charles, you want to say a little bit about her?
Okay, Lady Michelle Wiseman, co-owner of Wiseman Funeral Home. A few things in regards to her. She actually comes across, does presentations in regards to pre-planning, and a lot of times we talk about those things. She does pre-planning, and I do life insurance, and a lot of the different families, these are kind of like the taboo subjects. You know, a lot of times we don't talk about these things, but these are the things we definitely need to be talking about, need to be talking with our families about, because we don't want to get caught off guard when something happens. And we're actually going to make an announcement towards the end of the call. So after Ms. Wiseman comes on, please stay on the call for a special announcement afterwards. So we would like to introduce the one and only Michelle Reese Wiseman. Are you on the call with us?
Good morning, Charles and Teresa, and good morning to all of the elite members of EPNET. Thank you for tuning in with me this morning. Good morning to all of our guests that's tuning in for the first time. And if you're a repeat Listener, we just want to thank you, and we want to encourage you this morning. Just wanted to stop by for just a brief moment to encourage you, you know, because as entrepreneurs, we know we need to be encouraged. So I just want to talk to you a little bit this morning about being God's chosen, being called by God, being anointed by God, and being appointed to serve Him with your gifts and your talents, because we know that God has placed talents in each one of us. And as entrepreneurs, this is how we serve Him. And we know that it's very important that we have faith as entrepreneurs, because it's the only thing that activates God's it's the only ingredients that activates God to work on our behalf. You know, we always think about how very special we want our businesses to be. We have big hopes and big plans and big dreams for our business and our families, and we do that because we are visionaries. We are visionaries because we are entrepreneurs that have been called and God's chosen to move our markets. Our visions are generally sources of motivation for us, and it pushes us through all the adversities of life, and we can go through our adversities with great determination, and we can do that only through faith. And as entrepreneurs, we are aware of all of the major failures, all the pitfalls, and we feel fear too, and we feel the torment that fear brings to us, yet somehow we manage to boldly walk toward the crafted vision that God has placed in our heart. And when I talk about vision, as entrepreneurs, to me, vision is something that God has given us, and it's what I call the calling from God. It moves us forward. It makes us excellent. It's the gift that He's given us. Vision for me is an entrepreneur spirit, and the spirit is the passion that we have. Our calling allows us to do what many people think is impossible, and because many of us as entrepreneurs in our own businesses, we wear many, many hats. We manage our business. We market our business. We promote our own businesses, and we're constantly besieged with things and decisions that will make and break our businesses. Some of them will make break the business financially. Some of them threaten to ruin our goodwill and our good name. Yet we persist with the hearts of lions, and we do what I like to call, many of us have the hearts of lions, and we take what I call the leap and the net will appear type of faith and mentality. And I like to call that the anointing of God, because when we have faith in God, we can leap, and we know that He has us. We know that there's no way for us to lose, and we know that He is our most powerful ally, that He is on our side no matter what. We can always trust Him if we serve Him. And as we continue to seek Him, we know that His plans for us are good, and He wants to give us a good future, and we know that His word will never return to us void. This means that we're not walking around with rose-colored glasses. We know that the struggle is real. We know that storms come, and we struggle up, and sometimes our struggles are very painful, and they're gut-wrenching, but we endure because we wait for the manifestation of our faith. We march boldly toward what we are sure. We're sure that if we're patient, that the storm will pass and we'll get through it. And I like to go back to the scripture of Isaiah 38, where it speaks about being refined and how waiting for the Lord is just a test of our resolve. And waiting on the Lord has sanctification power, and it allows us to be able to speak about the experiences of God and His goodness and His glory to us. And, you know, the word says, to whom much is given, much is required. So we have to endure our tests, and at the end of our tests, you know, we can speak about the glory of God. We know that the traits of an entrepreneur is diligence, of course, and consistency and commitment and to our character. We are built to last. We're built to last through the raging storms because we are anointed. This is our appointed time to glorify God with the gifts, the talents, and the skills that He has given us. And so I encourage you to step high and walk boldly in your gifts and watch your gifts make room for you. God has made great provision for us, and He has commanded your market to bow down and to allow you to gain access to that which He has appointed you to do. We're entrepreneurs because we're called by God. we're appointed by God. Not only that, because we can get back up when we are knocked down. We're entrepreneurs because we are. We're amazing. We're incredible. And we only hold faith as our one inspiration. And that's how we are able to get through things. We are very special people with hearts of lions. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Lady Michelle Wiseman. We got hearts of lions.
Amen, amen, amen. It starts to seem like we get more and more of the word every weekend.
which
is actually a great thing because it's motivational, but, you know, motivation is not just let's do something in business. A lot of times that spirit needs to be motivated also. Our inner man really needs to be fed. And we've been getting actually fed quite a lot over the past few weeks. And we really appreciate that this morning, Sister Michelle. And really want to say about her that we actually have something very big coming up this weekend. For those that are on the call that still have the iPads out, the pens out, papers and everything like that, we actually have an event coming this Saturday. This Saturday, we would love for you to join us. It will be myself and Sister Michelle Wiseman. And you can register familylegacyseminar.eventbrite.com. It's an actually seminar that we're putting together. Once again, the things that we don't always want to talk about with our family, you know, the taboo stuff, you know, the life insurance, talks about pre-planning. And I actually had the honor of going to see Michelle speak. It was at an event maybe about 2 months ago. She invited me to come out, and I know she told me it was an event. I didn't know till I got there it was actually a women's event. So I came in and said, I just came to see Michelle. And they're like, well, okay, you can come in, but you got to sit in the back. So I was like, okay, no problem. I'll go over here and sit in the back. And the things that she shared with the families, if you can come out and be with us on Saturday, you want to bring your entire family, mother, father, sister, brother, everybody. The things that she shared with the families had them mesmerized. A lot of people would think, well, you know, really don't want to talk about that right now. Really don't want to talk about, you know, funerals and this, that, and the other. But the things that she shared, nobody moved. Nobody wanted to move. Everybody was mesmerized. Everybody had questions. If she would have allowed them, they would have asked questions till the sun went down. So excellent, excellent, excellent presentation. You all don't want to miss it. We'll also go over whatever people's life insurance needs are, you know, how you can use it while you're living, not necessarily, you know, having to, you know, someone in the family having to pass or anything like that. It is on Saturday. Once again, you can sign up. Registration is free, 100% free. So once again, go ahead and bring your whole family. Space is limited, so you have to register familylegacyseminar.eventbrite.com. And I know some of you are saying right now, where is it? Where are y'all going to be? We are going to be at the South Bowie Library, South Bowie Branch Library, 15301 Hall Road, H-A-L-L, in Bowie. First seminar is at 10 a.m. Second one is at 1 p.m. Sign up for either one. And we would love to see you in the house. Thank you once again, Sister Michelle Reese Wiseman, for being on the call with us this morning. And I think Teresa may have had a question.
Actually, Sister Michelle, yes. I know people want to know how to connect with you. Make sure that you go ahead and shout out your information so everybody knows how to connect with you.
Sure. You can reach me via email at michelle@wisemanfuneralhome.net. That's michelle@wisemanfuneralhome.net. We are located in Clinton, Maryland, 7531 Old Alexandria Ferry Road in Clinton, Maryland. We can be reached by phone at area code 301-899-2005. You can also catch us on Facebook.
All right, and for those like who are listening, just like Charles said, you can actually come and meet in person Lady Michelle Wiseman this coming Saturday at the South Bowie Library. There's going to be two seminars. They're absolutely free, so we just need you to sign up so we can get a head count. The first seminar is at 10 o'clock, and then the second seminar is at 1 o'clock. So make sure that you come out. I actually had the privilege, the honor, to hear Lady Michelle speak early last year, and she is dynamic, amazing, outstanding. Just, I was mesmerized myself, and I'm so glad that we have deepened our connection with her. She is absolutely someone that you all need to know and be connected with. So make sure that you come on out on Saturday and meet her in person and really, really, really get to learn more about her business and what she does. And also Charles will be there as well talking about insurance and how you can get it for your family to use it while you're alive. So it's definitely something you want to come out to on Saturday. Lady Michelle, any parting words?
Just wanted to tell you all to be encouraged. Keep your head up. As you said earlier, Teresa, that this is a grind for us as entrepreneurs, and we have to have just a lot of strength and a lot of faith to continue it, just going out and doing it for ourselves.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you so much, Lady Michelle, and we'll be seeing you on Saturday.
Absolutely.
We will be in the place on Saturday because I know you have a great word to share with everyone. So make sure, guys, that you come on out and meet Lady Michelle. We'll be sending out a couple of blasts about it over this coming week. So make sure that you sign up and come on out and fellowship with us on next Saturday. Thanks again, Lady Michelle. Don't drop off just yet. We're not leaving just yet, but
okay.
We're just going to mute you back on.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Lady Michelle Reese Wiseman. That was some great words of encouragement this morning. I hope everyone on the call will take heed and just know that you do have a heart like a lion. I mean, you know, if you think about that, you know, lions, they're the most ferocious in the wild, right?
Oh, yeah.
That means they grinding every day trying to make sure that they are doing what they need to do for their families and also for their whole, what is it called? It's not called a tribe, but I guess it would be. With, you know, the lions have all the cubs and the...
Exactly.
You know.
I don't know. I'm up here thinking back to the Lion King trying to figure out that word.
Oh, Lord. He's thinking about the Lion King, y'all. Only Charles. Uh-huh. Only Charles. All right. Well, just two quick other announcements. Just like we said, we'll be sending out some blasts about the upcoming event on Saturday that will be featuring Lady Michelle Reese Wiseman. You definitely want to be there. It's going to be amazing. And it will be at the South Louis Library. I know some people are wondering where that is. It's past the Wegmans in Landover. You just keep going straight past the Wegmans all the way up. And I'm sorry, not the Wegmans. Well, it's past Wegmans, too. It's past, what is that called? Six Flags.
Oh.
Couldn't think of the name. So it's past Six Flags, past Evangel Cathedral. If you know where that is, it should not be hard to find. Also, as you know, we just re-released our FNET newsletter. It's called Trailblazer News, and we have received so many wonderful comments. Everybody absolutely loves Trailblazer News. We'll be sending out the second edition of that by the end of this month. Look for it around maybe the 28th or 29th of August, and each month thereafter, we will be doing it twice a month. So if you want to advertise in Trailblazer News, get an article, make sure you send us an email to info@fnetonline.com. That's info@fnetonline.com. Our elite members will probably be our first folks to put some articles in, so I'll be anxiously looking out for our elite members to send us an article to put into Trailblazer News. So we're really excited about that newsletter. We used to do it all the time and kind of fell off because it was a lot of work, but we are reinstating it, and we know that you will be blessed by it. And in addition, I've been getting a lot of emails and phone calls from people wanting to know, when is the next FNET event?
Mm-hmm.
We had tried to take the summer off. We said we were going to take off July and August to give everybody a break, you know, because we figured everybody was running around doing stuff with family. And it looks like we're going to have to squeeze a breakfast in sometime in August, so be on the lookout. We're probably going to do a breakfast meeting probably the last week in August. We're trying to let the kids get back in school, so be on the lookout. Everybody loves our breakfast meetings. We actually had one time, we had a breakfast, we had about 100 people, which was crazy. We had no idea that many people would come out for a breakfast. Oh, my God. And it was in the dead of winter. So who knew, right? But our breakfasts usually average between anywhere from 30 to 100 people. And we usually do our meetings in the evening, as you know, but that breakfast one was really well received. So we'll probably do one. Be on the lookout. We'll probably do one the last week in August. So just keep your eyes open. We'll send out the information, and hopefully you guys can pop in with us. So we are excited. Be on the lookout. Also, don't forget, FNET Legacy Award Ball. Get your tickets. Go to FNETonline.com. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. Early bird tickets are in effect right now. Please make sure you get them before the next level comes out, because once the early bird passes, we will not have it again. I know in the past we've done that. Oh, we'll do another early bird. We can't do it just like that this year. So get your early bird tickets now, because once they're gone, and regular prices will be in effect. So I think that's pretty much it for right now. You got anything else to add, Charles?
That's exactly it for right now.
All right. So once again, we thank you for being on this very important call this morning.
Yes, we do.
And remember, we are FNET, where we connect entrepreneurs
one relationship at a time.
And please make sure that you put into practice everything that Lady Michelle Wiseman spoke about this morning. Remember, you have a heart like a lion. You are strong. You are confident. You are consistent. You are courageous. And if you have that heart like a lion, you always remember that. As entrepreneurs, we have to remember that. And you are not alone. Charles and I are here to help and support you whenever you need it. Make sure you just pick up the phone and call us or email us or text us. You know how to get in touch with us. We are here to help because we know how difficult it is grinding as entrepreneurs. So anyway, guys, have a wonderful rest of the day. Have a wonderful week. Make sure you hold on to this encouragement. Hold on to this encouragement. Come on, don't let it go. You stay the course this week. Stay consistent. Stay focused. And remember, you have a heart like a lion.
Like a lion.
Thanks again to Lady Michelle Reese Wiseman for that awesome, encouraging word today. Everybody, take care.
Have a blessed week.